AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, Gage Grosskreutz testified he thought he was going to die in August of last year when he approached Rittenhouse.
In my right hand, I had my Glock pistol, and in my left hand, I had my cell phone.
Grosskreutz was shot in the arm. Two others were shot and killed during a night of violence during a turbulent protest in Kenosha. Rittenhouse's lawyer says he fired in self-defense. In Georgia, in the trial of three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, former Glynn County police officer Ricky Minshew described what he saw when he arrived at the scene last year.
I seen two males there in front of me, and I observed a black male laying in the middle of the roadway, and there was he was covered in blood.
Jurors were also shown graphic close-up police photos of the gunshot wounds that killed Arbery. Defense attorneys say the men were justified to chase and attempt to detain Arbery because they suspected he was a burglar. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced charges against a Ukrainian and a Russian, alleging them to be part of the Our Evil ransomware gang.
The Justice Department has seized $6.1 million tied to the ransom proceeds of another alleged Our Evil ransomware attacker.
One of the attacks led to the temporary shutdown of the world's largest meat processor, and another that snarled businesses around the globe on the 4th of July weekend. Pakistani authorities announced a month-long ceasefire with a key militant group behind numerous attacks on security forces and civilians over the last 14 years. 8 years after he shot dead his girlfriend, Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius is up for parole, but he first must meet with her parents. Russians have gone back to work after a 9-day break that was ordered by authorities to tame a record-breaking surge of coronavirus infections and deaths. Still, daily numbers in Russia of new cases and deaths have remained high. This is AP News. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is ahead by a wide margin in a bid for a fourth term in an election widely considered rigged.
At the close of voting Sunday, President Joe Biden had called the election a pantomime. The country's opposition had urged voters to boycott the vote, and voting Sunday had appeared light. Now the president of the nation's Supreme Electoral Council says Daniel Ortega has received 75%, an apparently insurmountable total, with nearly half of the polling counted. The European Union foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has dismissed the results, saying Ortega has eliminated all credible electoral competition, depriving the Nicaraguan people of their right to freely elect their representatives. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wang Yeping has become the first Chinese woman to conduct a spacewalk as part of a 6-month mission to the country's space station. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.